Now here's Magic down the middle. Magic, another pass to Worthy. Here's a pass under to Worthy. Nobody looking at him, and he scores. Magic threw the ball right past the redhead's ear.
Magic coming out of the backcourt. Turns around McDaniel. He's down the middle around Ellis. He bounces the ball under Worthy, and he's got two more. They need timeout, and they call.
Strike three call. Strikes out the side. 5 Ks for Smoltz. Backcourt. Little strikeout number 7 for John Smoltz. 2 down here in the fifth.
At wide receiver from Michigan State, number 87, Mohsen Mohamed.
Heaves it downfield for Mohamed in the end zone. He got it! Touchdown! What a great catch by Mohsen Mohamed! The Panthers.
Magic Johnson, John Smoltz, Mohsen Mohamed, and many other mid-Michigan sports legends are enshrined in the Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame. The hall is located in the Lansing Center and is a treasure trove of sports jerseys, vintage photos, sports equipment, and other memorabilia. The 2013 inductees will enter this July, and Hall of Fame Executive Director Bob Every will preside over the honors. Bob is also enshrined in the Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame. He's a well-known area coach and accomplished former boxer. Bob Every recently toured the hall with WKAR's Al Martin, and they began by looking at a pair of golden boxing shoes.
Well, you know, those boots were something that I saw the Marine team wear when I was fighting at the national tournament in San Diego, California, back in 1967, and I really liked the way they looked under the overhead lights, so I decided that I was going to get myself a pair, and I did. And when I went back out to San Diego, California in 69 to compete in the national AAU tournament, I actually wore them for one fight, and I just, you know, I guess I just figured out that they weren't me, you know what I mean?
Exactly. A little too flashy. Yeah.
A little too flashy for an old farm boy like me, so.
Right.
But I thought, well, we'll just throw them in here and conversation piece, you know, people can talk about them, but.
Nice.
That's where those came from.
Well, that's the first thing that caught my eye when I looked at them. I'm like, those boots, I would rock those, man. Those are really stylish, man. They're gold boots. Yeah, explain what they look like.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're might be a little high-step ballet slippers for all I know. I don't, you know. I mean, people always kind of said that I had a fairly good style of a boxer-puncher combined, and I had good footwork, and I guess I just thought maybe that made me look a little bit more flashier. And let's face it, boxing is a sport where psychologically you try to have every advantage you can.
Gotcha. Thanks. But all right, well, let's continue the tour, man.
The Geringer collection was supplied by one of the workers right here at the Lansing Center. And he was related to Charlie Geringer in some way, some distant way. But he had these things, and he said, you know, I'd like to bring them down and put them on display. So he volunteered those things to us to have on display, and that's why they're here. But as you know, Charlie Geringer was from Fowlerville, that certainly qualifies to be inducted into the Greater Lansing Area Sports Hall of Fame, and he might be the only Hall of Fame member in our Hall of Fame. We have many baseball players, but John Smoltz will be a Hall of Famer eventually, and we'll get around to his plaque in just a little bit, but Geringer certainly is one of the greatest Tigers that ever played the game and wore the uniform, so we figured we had to have that in there, and take up a very big spot, you know.
Now, I got to ask you, Bob, but that's one of the things I want to ask you as far as this Hall of Fame, the Lansing Sports Hall of Fame. I mean, what areas qualify you to be in this Hall of Fame?
Yeah, we struggled with that in the beginning, and we came up with the Greater Lansing area being determined by the Lansing State Journal circulation area. Mm-hmm. So wherever the Lansing State Journal gets out to, and we figured it was about as far, we thought it'd be about a 40, 45-mile radius.
That makes sense.
So okay. Let's move on down here. You know, this jacket right there was worn by Dave Porter, who was one of the most iconic wrestlers in collegiate wrestling history. He won 2 national championships as a heavyweight. Had a great amateur career. This is the great Dean Look, the official in the NFL. Magic, we had a retro jersey of Magic up here, and when he got back for the Hall of Fame, he said, no, you got to have an original. So he signed us a jersey and sent it back to us. And then, you know, last year we also brought in Mohsen Mohamed, who's one of the greatest receivers.
Of course, right.
I think Mohsen had sent that to me last year prior to his induction. Mm-hmm. And when Magic saw that, he said, well, I got to get one up there, too, like Mohsen. But Mohsen is a great guy and he was a great athlete. I think he still holds a record for the longest reception in one play in a Super Bowl game.
Yeah, in a Super Bowl game.
84 yards or something.
And where's Mohsen from?
Well, he's from Lansing here. He went to Waverly High School. Mm-hmm. He actually came down to the Crown Boxing Club when he was a young guy in high school, thinking that he might want to box instead of do all the other stuff. But I told him he made the right decision.
Yeah, definitely. Did he get in the ring at all?
Yeah, he did, you know. And of course, he was a pretty good-sized kid back then, but pretty tough kid. But he tried it for a short while, and then he moved on to something else. Now, if you go over in this corner, this is basically what was our team corner. Yeah. Fabian Williams. Fabian Hurricane Williams was the very first National Golden Gloves winner, boxer, out of Lansing, out of the Lansing area.
Wow, he was the first one.
He was the very first national. We've had three national champions, and all three of them have come out of the Crown Boxing Club.
Wow.
And Fabian was the very first one.
And that's his belt. Is that the belt
that's
from when he...
That's a belt when he won the North American Boxing Federation Professional Championship.
Wow, unbelievable,
so,
man.
The robe was... That's professional stuff there, but... But yeah, we thought that would be nice. And he's coming in this year. Fabian's coming in this year.
Nice.
Now, this is really interesting. I don't know if you know the history about Victor Sayers. But
no,
Victor
no.
Sayers was... I have some information about Vic Sayers you wouldn't believe. And you remember the great Christy Mathewson?
Yeah.
Christy Mathewson was playing in a game, and I have an article that Christy Mathewson wrote for a publication. And they were talking about this guy hitting this home run off him. He said, the longest home run ever hit off me was hit off a guy by the name of Victor Sayers. And Victor's right here from Lansing. He said he hit that ball so far. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And to have a great pitching legend like Christy Mathewson say that this guy hit the longest home run off him that he ever saw was unbelievable. But that's the retro jersey that he wore back in 1907 when he played for the Cubs and was on an all-star team and was being billed as the greatest first baseman in the era of baseball back then. And he had a couple of injuries. He initially injured himself sliding into home plate, and he was out for several weeks. And then he came back in and he injured himself again. And he never got to the point where Grantland Rice, I believe it was, wrote an article that he was going to be the next superstar of baseball. And so he played in an all-star game, but never reached the peak that
the expectations.
Exactly.
Now I got to ask you this, Bob. When I look at all this and all these jerseys hanging up here, how did you get in touch with a lot of these athletes to come here and donate all this stuff? This is unbelievable.
Well, persistence, you know. I mean, if you want somebody on your show, you're not going to take no for an answer.
Not taking no for an answer.
And if I want something hung up here, I'm not taking no for an answer. And, you know, it took a lot of road work, a lot of phone calls, a lot of prodding. But, you know, some of the people that we've got things from have since walked through here and saw it and are so happy that they did it because, really, it's just, you know, this really kind of immortalizes you or certainly immortalizes what we're trying to do here. And, you know, I think for anybody to come down, I mean, for Magic to come down and see the jersey that was up there, which was obviously a retro jersey, and then have him say, no, you got to put up an original one and have him send us one.
Right.
Obviously, it means something
without
to these
a
guys.
Doubt.
Yeah.
That's special.
Yep.
That's special,
yep.
Man.
And then just continuing on over here, we just that's the great Sammy Williams who played football at Michigan State. The member of the original fearsome foursome that phrase really started in Detroit.
Right.
And
wow.
He, along with Darius McCord, Alex Karras, and Roger Brown, that was the original fearsome foursome. Mm-hmm. We picked this jersey. When did we get this, Jeff? About back in December or something? And now Sammy died. He just died recently.
Did he?
Yeah. So we feel real fortunate to have him. Mark Ditsworth, one of the greatest umpires that come out of here, had a good college career himself. Luke Hamlin played for the Brooklyn Dodgers back in 37. And he finished fourth in the MVP voting that year. And he was one notch above Mel Ott. And
wow.
Mel Ott was, as you know, was a great baseball player, Hall
baseball
of Famer. So, I mean, that's Luke Hamlin's claim to fame is that he beat Mel Ott in Hall of Fame voting. I mean, MVP voting. Brock Gutierrez is coming in this year, and Brock had a long, illustrious career with Cincinnati, the 49ers, and the Detroit Lions. And he's from Charlotte. Quote over here, great Pop Vaness, Al Pop Vaness, who started the Golden Gloves in Lansing. And
now, when you look at this, Bob, because a lot of people, especially where I'm from, Detroit, I mean, when you hear about Lansing, a lot of people don't know that all of these greats have come from here. I mean, you just hear about Magic Johnson, but a lot of people forget that a lot of people in this area, I mean, so how humbling is it when you see all of these names, and you're actually on I'm assuming on one of these walls too, because you were inducted in 94.
I'm right up there.
Right up there. Bob Emery, exactly. You know? So, I mean,
next to John Smoltz.
Right, right.
And there's a big fight between John Smoltz and Brad Van Pelt to see who could be next to me.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And you're right there next to John Smoltz. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, so, yeah. When you look at the culture that Lansing has over the years, and you look at all these great names, I mean, what's that say about Lansing sports?
Well, I've said this many times to many people. I don't know of any area our size that has produced as many well-known athletes as we have. I mean, there might be some just as much, but I'm telling you right now, there's none anymore. When you take a look at the professionals, the Olympians, and then the great high school players that have come out of this area, it is unbelievable. I mean, look at here. You know, Bruce Miller, he played in two Pan American Games. I had a fortune enough to fight in the Olympic trials and then fight on the U.S. Amateur Boxing Team. Smoltz, Brad Van Pelt, you know, a great football player. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Right.
Julie Avenhaus over here was in the Olympics. That blazer up there belongs to Kevin Jackson. He was in the Olympics. That's the same blazer he wore when he won his gold medal. You can see the picture
really?
Right there.
Wow.
And then this shirt right here, Carol Hutchins, you know, the great coach at Michigan, who graduated from Michigan State, mm-hmm. played on the AIAW National Championship softball team, the only one that Michigan State ever had. And as a matter of fact, a funny story, we were in here one day. We come in here periodically just to make sure things are going okay and
yeah.
there's no damage
exactly.
and stuff. But I was walking around the corner, and there was this guy, and he was looking at this John Smoltz plaque. And I says, excuse me, you John Smoltz fan? He says, you know, I'm up here on a convention from Atlanta. And he says, I never knew. And I'm a huge Atlanta Braves
right.
baseball fan. I never knew that John Smoltz was from Lansing until I just read it on this plaque.
Until he saw that.
Yep. So,
right. So this serves as an eye-opener to a lot. It's an eye-opener to me right now
yeah.
because, I mean, looking at this, I mean, all these names yeah. that have come from this area is simply mind-boggling.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and then all these things in here, I mean, they all represent something. I mean, the malls, M-U-L-L, are synonymous with some of the greatest swimmers that ever come out of here. You know, and these are medals won by them in various competitions. And, mm-hmm. and the hockey tradition. We're bringing in the Lansing Laurel softball team this year. You know, they were one of the greatest women's softball, amateur softball programs in the country at the time. And, you know, this poor gal here in the middle, Kay Purvis, she was recognized by the state of Michigan as the First Lady of Softball years ago. Mm-hmm. And she's in the Hall of Fame. Now, she has, God bless you, she has Alzheimer's, and she's not doing very well. And mm-hmm. I don't know that she's going to be able to make this Hall of Fame ceremony, but certainly mm-hmm. all the other players, like Carol Hutchins, who was on this team, and
yeah.
Kathy Strahan, who coaches out of California,
right.
was on this team, and so many great players. There's three players on that team that are in the softball, the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association Softball Hall of Fame. That is the pinnacle Hall of Fame for anybody
for
that's in softball.
Unbelievable, man. Now, I got to ask you, you look up there and you see your name and your memorabilia up there in that case.
Yeah.
What goes through your mind? And you look at the names around here. What goes through your mind when you look at that?
Well, first of all, I'm proud. I'm proud to be associated or even be close to John Smoltz.
Yeah, you're right next to John Smoltz.
Yeah,
up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they call this every quarter, by the way. you know, I had a little bit to do with some of the stuff. There's no doubt about it being the executive director. But you know what? I paid my dues, and I worked hard, and I certainly was able to represent my country and mm-hmm. and my state and so many boxing venues. That, and I just... I take a look at all this stuff and I say, my goodness, you know, what a great fraternity to be affiliated with.
Right.
I mean, this Hall of Fame is unbelievable in my opinion. And, you know, every town probably our size has something that recognizes athletes. But, you know, this town is really athletic driven and it starts Michigan State. Michigan State starts it, let's
exactly.
face it.
Yeah.
You know,
let's be
but
honest.
So much of what we do in this town is athletic driven that it just made sense for us to develop a Hall of Fame to recognize all these past athletes and then pass the heritage on to other kids who hopefully pass it on to other kids when they get to be older, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just like if you live in the village of anything's possible, then anything is possible. So
right.
if you bring kids down here and you let them see this stuff, and you let them read some of this stuff, and you let them see stuff. You know, I mean, where was Kevin Jackson when he won that gold medal? Where do you think that thing has been?
Yeah.
You know, where do you think John Smoltz's jersey's been?
Right.
I mean, when you look at it in terms like that,
yeah.
You know, then you know that I can do it too. If they can do it, I can do it. Yes, inspiration is so much a part of success. It really is. And you have to be, you know, you have to have hopes and dreams. I mean, how are you ever going to have a dream come true if you don't have a dream?
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I think people should encourage people to daydream all they want, you know, and to dream about the impossible or dream about this or dream about that. And then align yourself out with people that will help you set that plan of action into place so you can achieve those dreams.
Exactly. Bob Every is the executive director at the Lansing Sports Hall of Fame. For Current State, this is Al Martin.
That was Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame Executive Director Bob Every with Al Martin. Bob will preside over the 2013 inductee honors ceremony this July.